The last time Utah hosted the best collegiate skiers in the country was back in 2000 when the cross-country championships proved to be the test event for the new Soldier Hollow Olympic venue. The head coach for the University of Utah Alpine Ski Team, Kevin Sweeney, says they're happy to be back competing on the home turf.
We go through a bid process. It has to go in front of a committee to make sure the venues are acceptable. Obviously, we are very fortunate, and the athletes cross country are super excited to be racing here in Park City at Soldier Hollow.
The top skiers, both alpine and Nordic, he says, get to race in the NCAA championships based on this season's results.
We've got teams represented from the East, the Central, and the Western region. It's a qualifying process. These are the elite racers in NCAA skiing competition. During the season, each region has five qualifying races, and really you've got to be, each school is able to bring three men, three women in both alpine and cross country. So you've got to be at the top of your game within your squad. They also limit how many come from each region. For example, the Western region is allowed to bring 18 total alpine men, same for alpine women, same for Nordic men and Nordic women. So you go down a ranking list to see who ends up at the championship.
The University of Utah will be fielding a full team of 12 athletes, six on alpine, six on Nordic, only one of eight schools in the country that have full teams. And he thinks the team's chances are pretty good.
You know, I think we're going to be in the hunt. In my collegiate coaching career, which has been about 15 years, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it's some of the most competitive I've ever seen it. This year in the Western region, we've had four different teams win the invites, New Mexico, Denver, Colorado, and ourselves. On the East Coast, UVM and Dartmouth have been very strong. So it's going to be competitive.
Athletes have 2 days of training, and the championships will open Wednesday morning at the Eagle Race Arena.
We open on Wednesday with men's and women's giant slalom right here at the Eagle Arena. And Thursday will be the first cross-country race at Soldier Hollow. That will be the 5 and 10K interval start race. Then Friday here at Eagle Arena will be men's and women's slalom. And the championship will wrap up Saturday morning at Soldier Hollow with the mass start skating event.
Kevin Sweeney is the head coach of the University of Utah ski team. Bella Andrini now racing for the University of Anchorage at Alaska. And Coley Oliver now racing for the University of New Hampshire are two locals who will be competing. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.